What's up, everybody? How you doing out there?
You'll see it. Just read it really good. Do you see it?
Vaklas?
It took me a second, too, man. It's pretty great. Hey, everybody, what's up? We're live.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, how's it going?
It's the show.
What's those nostrils mean? Oh, he must be commenting on our soon screen. Could you see up our noses?
Ah,
yes. Colby, did you perform any type of Photoshop on those noses?
Yeah, I enhanced them a lot.
Really? Mm-hmm. I was expecting you to be like, no, and then I was going to be like, those are our real nostrils.
It's actually Brad Pitt's nose, just replicated on both of us.
This right here. My nose is so flared in that photo, man. It's like unbelievable.
I did not edit that at all. That's just the way that your face looks.
Well, I mean, look at your nose, though.
Mine's fine. Mine looks like it's actually at actual depth.
You've got a hog snout. Hey, Taylor, how are you doing? Yeah. Speaking of hog snouts.
Oh, and you don't, Mr. Hog Snout?
No, man. I've got like a skull.
You're like Voldemort, except.
It's Voldemorty, man. Your nose looks like it's sticking off your head, although it's snouty. Mine looks like it's a part of my face.
Yep.
So. Yeah, that's a fun exercise for beginning of the show.
It's a good look.
Just comment on ourselves and how good we look. By the way, you looking good, man. How's your week going?
It's great. I want to shoot myself.
Well, you did say on Sunday, while Britt was gone all week, what you were going to do is commit suicide. So
it's getting closer and closer.
Why? What's happening?
It's nothing. Nothing's happening.
Well, you can do
all.
Stuff.
I can't do anything.
Why?
Because I hate doing things.
You can't be mad about doing things.
I would just like to be in a coma the entire time.
But you gotta, like...
I gotta work.
Like, a coma from, like, 6 to 7:30?
Right, but then, no, I can't do that. Because that's my only free time. And if I just go to sleep, I feel like I did nothing.
Yeah, but you are doing nothing.
It's a waste of a day. It's very true. But at least I'm awake for it.
What?
I don't know if that makes sense at all.
It doesn't.
It
doesn't make any sense.
It does to me, man.
You just said that you do nothing and you're awake for it.
Right.
And you hate it. Yep. And you wish that you could be in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't like that because then you wouldn't be awake.
Right.
You're literally complaining about your circumstance.
No, I want to be in a coma minus work. If I have to go to work, then no coma.
So in a perfect world, you want a coma during your free time, and then when you work, you want free time.
To be in a coma, yeah.
So you want coma during work time?
I want constant coma. If I don't have constant coma, no coma.
Okay.
Sounds like comma.
Comma.
I'm in a coma.
What about the Kama Sutra?
I'm in a coma, man. Get that car pocket in the yard.
Dude, I'm already, this is my fourth beer, so.
What beer are you drinking, man?
I'm drinking, currently, Breckenridge Brewery's Fine Colorado Ales Breck Lager, golden and refreshing, with a crisp finish.
Sounds really
good. And I'm not even talking about my night last night, if you know what I mean, ladies.
Where'd you get that?
Liquor store, man.
Just a random... I see another one over there.
I love Breckenridge Brewery, man. They're good. This is the Avalanche Amber Ale. It's a caramel malt body with a light hop
character. You're just a Colorado fanboy, aren't you?
You got a problem?
I'm very,
Better than being a medical coma fanboy, alright?
Oh, man, that's the best kind of
No,
fanboy.
It's not. Yeah. Sucks. Hey, sucks,
no,
man.
It's real great. You don't do anything except dream.
You just complained about how horrible it was.
No.
How do you know you dream in a coma?
Because I've been in one.
You have never been in a coma.
Yeah.
I've known you half your life. You have never been in a coma.
I've been in a very drug-intensive coma. Yeah.
That's not a coma.
It's the same thing.
When were you in a coma?
An appendix.
That's not a coma.
It's a coma.
That's not a coma. That's anesthesia.
Coma.
And did you have any dreams during anesthesia?
Yeah, man.
You did not, because anesthesia is literally known for you're asleep, you're awake, lost time. Not I had a dream of dreams gone by.
I went to heaven.
What was it like?
It was really shitty, actually. Like, it's kind of a dump.
Heaven is a dump.
Yeah, it's like a ghetto. It's not good. I don't know why so many people want to go there.
Well, because it's better than the alternative.
What's the alternative?
Hell.
Nah, that place is shiny. It's like Las Vegas.
I think... No, I doubt that.
No, it is.
Also,
it is
I would probably Vegas. Hate Las Vegas because I'm broke and I would have no...
Yeah, you would need money for Las Vegas.
Yeah. Do I have money in hell or...
Las Vegas? Los Angeles? Yeah, what if man, hell, infinite money.
What if hell is Las
you
Vegas?
You got your devil bucks.
But you have no money and you owe $100 to a bookie. And your entire eternity is just you running around Las Vegas desert trying to avoid your bookie.
That sounds better than, like, getting poked with a spike or something.
I mean, it does, yeah.
Catholic hell.
I don't... Do
which doesn't
Pope?
Exist anymore, apparently, thanks Pope.
Wait, the Pope got rid of hell? Mm-hmm. He did not. How can you get rid of hell? It's in the Bible.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
The Catholics always had purgatory before hell, which my people never did. The Southern Baptists.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no, no. Yeah, now there's no hell.
Oh, so they took hell out of the Bible.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's extensive rewrites.
It's pretty big. The guy's making some changes. Like, gay people are good.
That's pretty great, dude.
There's no hell.
The word hell is in the Bible. In my Bible, the word hell is mentioned about 675,000 times. In the Southern Baptist Bible, it's like, lick a piece of chicken, go to hell. Wear your shoes backwards on accident one morning, go to hell. Blink more than 3 times in a second, go to hell. That's literally how the Southern Baptist Bible is.
I don't know.
That King
one.
James dude, he's over there, he's banging whores and writing about hell. That's all he's doing.
So you're saying he's a hypocrite?
Yeah, no, no. I'm sure all kings of England were great upstanding citizens, didn't abuse their power or populace at any point.
Why did you believe in a Bible that was written by an Englishman? That's all I have to say.
Dude, I don't know. Ask my parents who brought me to church.
Mm-hmm. That's a dumb decision.
The Bible literally says you can't wear shirts with mixed fabrics.
It does say that.
It does say that.
Yeah.
People walking around all time with polycotton blends, dude. Mm-hmm. Going right to hell, by the way.
I think you and me are good. I'm pretty sure this is 100% cotton. You got 100% poly on right there. I think
keep it 100. I promise you. All right, you say you studied it a lot. I promise you I studied it more. Okay? 13 years I did in Azkaban, also known as the Christian school system.
Yeah, it's more that than the pastor.
Also, every week at church. And I had to take Bible classes every year of my school, including going to church during school in order to obtain my graduation and diploma. All right? If I had prison tats from Catholic school, from public school, or from, I don't even know. I can't say it. I'm too scarred. I'm too scarred, Colby. Too it's not powerful. Like Colby who's out there smoking weed and getting beat by nuns or whatever happens at Catholic school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty accurate, right?
I was wondering where you were going with that, but yeah, sure.
I'm a one-upper in weight and in memory and brain. I've also had 4 beers. How many of you had
that's
keep
probably,
it 100?
That's probably
definitely right. Not 4. Right, we're going to Google it. How many times is hell mentioned in the King James Bible? Let's see. All right, here we go. In the King James Bible, it is mentioned, where's my button, 31 times in the Old Testament and 23 times in the New Testament. So what is that? That's 55 times. 55 times in the Bible. The word hell, specifically.
Mm.
If you include the words fire, brimstone.
That's a lot more.
Like, in my school, literally twice a year. You know how schools have spelling bees?
Yes.
We didn't have spelling bees.
We had Bible verse
bees. We had Bible verse bees, where the person who could quote the most Bible verses would win. And the only time I would ever make it past the first round is if I go first and got Jesus wept. It's the only one I ever did. You got the gimmies. You got the Jesus wept. You got the John 3:16s. But people can flub that one up, because depending on what version of the Bible you're raised in, John 3:16 reads different. Like, there's like a hokey John 3:16 version, not the fire and brimstone King James version.
Do you know
version.
What it is? Or?
Oh, not anymore. Okay. I've expunged that from my body.
Yeah, I never learned one.
If I got started on it, I could probably... you see five of 12... It's right here, man! It's right here!
Did you scan the entire Bible just now?
It says right here!
Also, the internet. Yeah, that's a real good place to look.
I mean, oh my God.
Yeah, you're going to trust that website from 1990?
The Bible is eternal and has never changed. All right, it's unfallible.
It's changed several times.
Not in Southern Baptist Church, it hasn't. Their whole life is, like, based on the fact that, like, it can't be changed. I don't know why we're arguing about the Bible.
Oh, yeah. Like, one interprets it, like, metaphorically, and one interprets it literally. Are you the one that interprets it literally? That I know.
Well, yeah. It's a literal interpretation.
So, I mean, you should be cutting your hands off because you've jerked off in your life?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's a literal interpretation until they get to the can't wear mixed fabric stuff, and then what it is.
Oh, then it's metaphorical.
Here's how it works, okay?
We've updated over the course of God.
No. All right. Men are flawed. God is not. All right.
Sure.
Okay. The Bible.
Oh, so you're blaming it on the writers of the Bible? Even though it was the mouth of God speaking through them.
You're literally saying the things why I stopped going to church.
Oh, yeah. The constant questions. They really don't like those.
They don't. Here's the thing, all right? The Bible is infallible, okay?
Yes.
Everything it says is true.
Right.
All right? It goes without question. It is correct.
Question.
If you start bringing up things like mixed fabrics or gays, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's in the Old Testament. That doesn't apply anymore.
Right, it's all new.
So it's still correct.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't have to listen to it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so it's like you have a racist father,
mm-hmm.
okay, and he hates all black people.
Okay.
But then one day he's at a convenience store, and he sees a hillbilly give a dollar to a black person.
Mm-hmm.
And his entire life is changed by the kindness of strangers, and he realizes that black people are humans too. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Then he comes home and he's like, my son, my children, you no longer have to hate black people because I have realized that they are not bad.
But that's him admitting that I was wrong.
No. It's a change of heart.
That's wrong.
No. It's a change of heart.
Could be interpreted as wrong.
Yeah, but your interpretation is incorrect, sir.
Mm.
It's a change of heart. It's not incorrect.
Words mean words, and if you look up...
Words don't mean words
interpretation,
because... If
oh
what you
God,
don't know, sir,
I'm gonna stab
what you don't know, sir, is that
stupid facts.
in the Hebrew translation.
Oh, this is why I hated Catholic schools, because they always made up some fucking bullshit.
Dude, I can run through
that
it,
is
dude.
Just like repetitive in a loop that just goes back and forth.
Yes.
It's like, no, you're wrong there.
I could do
well,
this
no,
for a
I'm
year.
I'm right because of this, but no, that's wrong here. But no, it's right because
right.
of where we were. And it's like, no, but that was wrong too. It's right because.
This is my life, age 5 through 21.
Yeah, no.
I lived in that world. 5 through 21. That's almost 20 years that I did this stuff, man.
Oh, I know.
Like, we weren't allowed to dance. Like, dancing was a big no-no.
We danced.
I know, dude. Catholics are basically heathens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I thought we
Southern
were, like,
Baptists,
one of the...
We do not like Catholics.
More strict.
All right? Yeah. Catholics, because you drink liquor. All right?
And do we?
You drink... Yeah, you... Yeah, you do.
Do we?
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
Because you drink the wine at communion. You know, we don't do any of that.
All nothing?
Right? You gotta,
don't consume
you
the
kneel,
body of Christ?
You kneel?
Or the blood of
and
Christ?
And you shouldn't kneel for anyone but the Lord? It's one of the things I learned. Jesus turned water into wine. That's wrong. No, it's not wrong, okay? Jesus could drink wine because back in the day, water wasn't clean all the time. So he turned it to wine because it's easier to drink.
Were you actually told that?
Oh, yeah. Jesus just couldn't purify water. Why he couldn't just pull a Brita on whatever he was drinking? I have no idea. Also, wouldn't it be great if Jesus didn't die on the cross, but he died from, like, pneumonia from bad water? Jesus, you gotta boil that, man. I'm feeling kind of lazy today, dude. Jesus dead.
YOLO.
Yes, the wine was less potent. I've also heard that one had less alcohol in it because it was just meant to sustain your body, not get you drunk. Like my parents said, alcohol's okay, just don't get drunk.
Right. It's healthy for you if you don't drink a lot of it.
No. My parents said you can drink, but don't get drunk, but don't drink. Because if you drink, you get drunk because the temptation's there. It's the same reason like you can't be in a house with somebody of the opposite sex
mm-hmm.
alone because you know you're fallout. Yeah, you know, it's just how it works.
It was basically grape juice. I mean, yeah. No, that makes sense.
That girl that's always been back on my bed. You just might be able to see him better now. He's a pop girl.
Chibi.
But yeah, I could rage about the Bible and the plot holes in the Bible. Just
oh yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. Like the biggest I think the like I remember the first time that I go, you know what, this doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And as when we were talking about Revelation and the end of the world, big thing for Southern Baptists, all right, we like to talk about the end of the world. It's a big deal for us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Southern Baptists believe this order. Rapture happens. All Southern Baptists go to heaven. All Catholics die, all right? Southern Baptists go to heaven, okay? 3.5 years goes by. Then the second rapture happens. All the people during that 3.5 years who saw the first rapture and go, oh my God, God's real. And they go out and they proclaim Jesus and they witness and they do all this stuff and they accept Jesus. They get raptured at 3.5 years.
They got to go to like a lower tier of heaven, right?
Nope. They get the same
They're
heaven.
All that don't see, believe kind of bullshit. They had to see before they believe.
All it meant because God.
Lower tier of heaven. That's all
Colby,
I'm saying.
It's because God is so loving that he is willing to take
to send
anyone.
A lot of people
yes.
to hell.
Well, no, to send all the good people to heaven.
But to
we
send
can't
a lot
have
of
all those
to hell.
Bad people in hell to bring down the property value, man. What are we going to do? Full blown shantytown?
You're telling me that Mr. like Neil deGrasse Tyson is going to lower your property value because the man's atheist?
Yeah, yeah, and he's black. Southern Baptists probably have a problem with that.
You
well.
Got me there on that one.
But anyway, that was a racist joke, and I apologize if you were offended. It was a joke.
It was a joke.
Yeah. I have plenty of black friends. It's not true. This is my only friend, and he is Asian. Okay, so what got me was that after that 3.5 years, okay, so the idea is like there's one figurehead. He's the beast, you know, the one figurehead who comes to power, and he presides over the world, you know, and he gets like all the stuff, he puts the mark on you and all that stuff, you know, the mark of the beast. Like, my parents were really, I think they might still be. I need to ask.
I gave up on the Bible before I ever got to the end of it.
That's because you went to Catholic school. Yeah. You're not serious about your faith,
No,
man.
I'm not.
What okay.
Faith?
So, my parents, I don't know if they
faith
still
that
are.
Evolution
but for a good while I was young, they were against, like, when they saw microchips come out for dogs, they were like, that's the beginning of the beast. Because they're all think that the beast is going to microchip you, and that's how they're going to tell. And if you're in there shopping for groceries, and they, like, get scanned, and you don't have the microchip to pay for your groceries, you get beheaded right then and there. That's post-second rapture, though. So these are only the people that left me, and you won't have to worry about it.
Why? Because what?
Because we believe that Jesus died for our sins, man.
Oh, so we're going?
We're going.
Even though I'm Catholic?
I'm not sure. There might be a stop for you on the way, but I'm on the express
train. Saying, there's tears.
Well, for you there is, but not for me.
No, there's not tears.
Wouldn't it be great if all religions were true and the one you believed in is the one you get? Like, that would be a pretty baller God right there.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually up there and he's like, all right, this dude likes Southern Baptist, he goes Southern Baptist heaven. This dude's Catholic, he goes purgatory for 5 years up to real heaven. You know, this guy's Muslim, 90 virgins. This guy's an atheist, nothing. You know?
Nothing.
It's just like you believe. You
this
get whatever you believe, dude.
Dogs are the ultimate life form on Earth, and that we should be worshiping them.
Yes.
They are gods.
Yes. Can
and
I sign that up?
In a room full of puppies.
What about atheists? They just die? Exactly. Dead.
Dead.
You know?
Nothing.
I don't know what you do with the Jehovah's Witnesses. One's going to be tough.
How about the shit?
Because you know how Jehovah's Witnesses
one,
work,
like,
right?
One like right underneath atheist. There's one where Satanist? It's like, no. There's.
Oh, are you
not
talking
as
about,
bad as an atheist? It starts with
an A. There's a word for it.
Agnostic.
Agnostic's at it, yeah. Hunter got it, yeah. Hunter got it. He wins the Bible battle. Yeah, he got it. But yeah, you know how Jehovah's Witness works, don't you?
I just know that they don't celebrate Christmas or birthdays.
They don't. That's true. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that only 144,000 people are going to make it into heaven.
Specifically that number?
Yes.
Even though if there's more Jehovah's Witnesses than that number.
That's why they're out door to door.
Oh, so
the better of a Jehovah's Witness you are, the more you go to heaven. So I don't know how, like, God would work like that. Because how would you pick? I guess you would just pick the best 144,000. You got to play by the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sucks for them, man. I never understood that. Like, all this time, I'm just like, I can get the appeal of most religions. Like, I get why people could be Catholics in the raise of it. I get why people could be Hindus. I get why people Buddhists, Muslims. I get that. Why would you ever join a religion where you don't stand a chance?
I don't think anybody joins it. I think they're born into it.
I feel like I'm sure there's some exceptions, and I'm talking out my booty, but I feel like by our age, you can decide whether or not you should be in it.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, some people aren't.
Like, I get the kids,
as exposed.
You know, but
Like, I mean, some people just don't look at the internet because they're so brainwashed into thinking that any propaganda that...
Well, we should work on getting those people out.
It's fake.
We should show them some porn.
Well, it's moving more and more that way, man. Like, fucking Asia's, like, 11% religious and the rest are atheists.
But I always wondered that. Like, that was another thing I asked in my there was... What's the word for it? I got taught... Apologetics was the name of the class I was in.
Oh.
And in my apologetics class, I always asked, like, why are we so concerned about people in Africa who have never heard about Jesus?
Uh-huh.
Okay? I wanted to go to battle with the religions around us. Like, I felt like, okay.
Oh, we don't need to be getting more people? We need to be destroying people?
No. No, I feel like it's easier...
Because I'm down with that.
I feel like it would be easier to convert you, a Catholic, to Southern Baptism than it would be to go to Africa where ladies are walking around with their boobies out and they got neck rings on to convince them there's a white dude who died for them on a cross and you should go to heaven because you believe in it. I feel like it would be easier to get you.
He's also not white, but I mean, I get you.
He is.
No.
I've been to a lot of churches.
Technically,
he's
if
always
he ever
white.
Existed, he's definitely not white.
Colby, I'm sorry. Are you not realizing we're not having a realistic discussion? All right. We need you to check your
I
logic
went back to the science, man. I'm
get
sorry.
Get out of here. That's,
I'm sorry.
Get out of here, okay? All right? Because it makes so much more sense to be like, why don't we go be like Jehovah's Witnesses? You basically do nothing but stop going door to door and then come to our church instead. And you get to go to heaven guaranteed. You don't need to worry about this gatekeeper, you know?
Right.
Yes, Jesus. Blue eyes. He looks like Obi-Wan. He looks like Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Really
that
does.
Is a fact.
That's him straight up.
Yes. So, like, I never understood that. Why not go after the people who are easier to convert? Like, if it's a numbers game, you know, when you go to souls, you know, why wouldn't you go after the souls that are already halfway vested? That just makes so much more sense to me. You know?
Get you.
And the answer is, for the record, those people are already lost. We need to go after the people who have never heard the word of God.
Yeah, because they don't have their own religion in mind or their own mindsets.
No, they don't, man. There's those tribes out in Africa, the rains out in Africa.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Those people they need Jesus more than ever because they've never. Wouldn't it be a shame if all those starving children went to hell because we didn't go to Africa to tell them about Jesus? Wouldn't that be a shame?
I mean, if it's the God that grants you the wish of going wherever you believe in.
That's
God.
The God that I think we should have. They didn't like your voice.
Hey, man. That hurts. That hurts me. That was a good Southern Baptist singing.
No, Southern Baptist. Yeah.
Oh, bless the word.
It's like that. Amen.
I thought the Southern Baptist was like the,
That's
clapping.
The black Southern Baptist.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if those are actually Southern Baptists.
Mm.
Yeah, those are probably, honestly, those are probably the Southern Baptists. I probably am not.
Ban keep it 100.
Yeah.
Ban him.
You want me to ban him?
Ban him.
All right, he's banned.
Good. Don't tell me what to do with my facial hair.
Or to not sing.
Don't tell me things to do.
You want to stare
unless
at the camera?
Unless it's for money. I'm a whore.
It didn't work. I was trying to move your head.
Damn it. I was going to lick him.
Oh, here.
No, I don't want it now. I'm not going to do it. All right. I don't deserve it.
Sorry.
I don't deserve
it. The time has passed.
Yeah,
so we talked about the Bible a lot right there, man.
Sure.
Can we talk about something else that'll send people to hell?
Yeah. That's so bad.
What is that?
Dude, I tried. I don't get how they do those things. Actually, I get it. It's a lot of time, and I didn't have a lot of time. So that's the best I got.
I do appreciate you slimming down my neck in this version.
Though. I did.
Yeah. So some backstory for y'all. Colby's been working on our branding. He made something that was just all right. And so
that was pretty boring.
It's boring. And so I sent him an idea that was kind of like cel-shaded, thinking that like the idea was like my emotes on my channel, kind of cartoony and like personalized, but not like, I don't know, like a likeness of us, okay? He did some hyper-realistic Satan spawn of my face.
And of course he started with my face.
Oh, yeah.
You can't start with your face.
No.
You gotta start with mine.
Yours is the hardest. I know how to make my face.
That doesn't... Then make your face first!
Why? I like to start the hard shit first so I can get out of the way so I can do the easy.
This is not okay.
What are you talking about?
This should not exist.
That should be like a Picasso painting.
I kind of want to put it on a shirt just because it's so horrifying. Like, just that on a shirt. And just, I would love to see someone just walk around the mall with
your,
that.
Like, what's the black part of your eye?
The retina? Pupil?
Yeah, the pupil.
The iris, whatever.
Whatever, which one, whatever.
Yeah, I just have these solid blue, soulless eyes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. It's real hard to make those goddamn gaming logo kind of things.
I mean, how great would it be if you were just walking out and about and you just saw that on a shirt?
I'd be like, what the fuck is that? I don't think I would approach that person because I'm assuming they're going to stab me.
You shouldn't approach that person.
But
so we're going to need that put up on the RaptorTeeth.live store.
It.
No, did you really?
Yeah, that's the only existence
man!
Of it.
No,
man! That's all it is.
How can you do that?
Because it was so bad. It was just so bad. You look like an emo.
This is a masterpiece.
There's just like, you got eyeliner like running.
Dude, I don't know. It looks like there's two turds crawling across my eyebrows, which are different lengths. I got like black chin and wiggle neck. Like, I don't know what the shading is doing. You know, it's just, but you did slim my neck down, so I do appreciate that.
The hair is pretty solid.
Hair's great. I will
hair's
give
pretty
it's
solid.
Really just the face.
Yeah. The only part that really matters. Yeah. Yep.
That thing is horrifying, man.
Yeah, man, it's great. I don't know what you're talking about. That's the best thing I ever made.
I sent that. I showed that to Chris. She's just like, oh my god! What is he doing? And I had to go, like, through the whole spiel of, like, this is, like, did you not like the emote idea because it's not hard enough, man?
No, it's stupid. Fucking hate it.
Why?
I hate your emotes.
I love my
emotes.
They're
real shitty.
What are you talking about?
No, they're clean. They're fine. But it's not the style I was going for. Because I've tried this fucking style before.
Which style? The emotes
you
style?
Like, you can make a very detailed face.
Okay.
With like three colors. And I tried it here. And it did not work. Because it's just not clean enough. It's way too just blobby. You know what I mean? It's very blobby.
Okay. There's a lot of words to describe this one. You put it in an art gallery, dude.
Dude. You can make some money. That's the next Picasso right there.
What's the idea? Well, that's the problem. Colby doesn't know. Like, I'm trying to figure out what he wants to do. Like,
I don't want
to
do anything.
Like, I'm trying to
We're
help
him. We're fine the way we are.
Trying to help him make something.
We are fine the way we
We're
are.
Not. It's 20 years old, man.
It's not.
It is.
Nah.
It is.
It's 10 years old.
That's old.
I mean, that's not 20 years old.
It's 10. Okay, sorry. The grand lifespan. Neil deGrasse Tyson would tell you there's no difference.
It's a very small blip.
It's a very small blip, just like our show's existence.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Like our entire existence.
Like, okay, here are your guys. I'll show you. All right? I'll show you. This is what I sent to Colby. Because it just popped. Like, it's not even a great idea. Okay, well, let's be totally fair. Let's let the people decide, okay? Let's let the people decide. Okay? So I sent him all of this. I sent him all these ideas. And I have a ton of text here telling him what I think he could do with it. Like, these are just inspiration.
40% of that is links.
Like, look at this. I'm going to 40% your
All those suck ass.
Okay, look, I think these are great.
No,
okay?
they're really terrible.
All right, and then down here, Colby sent this. This right here, okay? It's not bad.
I like it.
It's just bland.
It's just clean.
It's not clean, it's bland.
Clean,
there's
man.
A difference between clean and bland, and this is bland.
This is clean.
It's bland, okay? So he sent me that. And then I sent him this a few hours later, and I was like, what if we just do, like, a badge where it's, like, our two cartoon heads, okay, over, like, our text that's in a badge together, in a seal on a background, you know, just something easy, okay?
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Simple. You simple. Make that.
I will. I just did.
No, you didn't.
I drew this.
No, you didn't.
Surprise, mother liquor.
You didn't.
Easy. I mean simple. Something simple is what I meant to say.
That's not
easy.
Simple.
It's simple.
No.
It's just a crest. Okay? It's just a crest. And so then he sent back, yeah, no, I can't do that style with our faces. I've been trying, and it looks like asshole. And then it's this photo.
There were plenty more attempts before this one.
You should have sent them all, man. The classic. And then I said, oh, Jesus, this is nightmares. Just stylize it. Who cares if it actually looks like a... Just go full emote style with it. And then I said, but if that's not hard enough, like hard, like get hard, Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell, get hard enough for you, I understand. Like, because I don't know if Colby's going for like, we're going to mess you up in our art.
What is our show? Our show's not cartoony.
It's not baller either, dude.
Yeah, we're more baller than
we
cartoony.
We spent 25 minutes talking about the Bible.
That's baller.
That's not baller.
Not a lot of people can do that.
Dress us up as preachers, man.
Dress up.
Our show is us. That's what the show is.
I know, and we have separate styles. And so I can't do mine, and I can't do yours. I have to combine them in a way, and then that's what happens.
Okay, for the record, you can just do mine.
No.
I mean, you can't.
I won't.
You can't.
Because it's me.
You can also just...
You could also do yours.
What?
Yeah.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, you can do it.
I can...
Do your idea, man.
I
want to see your attempt.
I can't.
I want to see it.
Dude, here you go. Okay?
You got a design software.
All
right,
man.
Not in paint.
It's paint. It's what I got.
This is not vector.
It's what I got, dude.
This is not vector.
This is all I got, all right? Here we go. Here's me. Okay.
Yep, you got that. Oh, look at that. That's... amazing. You have much longer hair in this than you do in real life. Okay.
You know what? No critiquing until it's done.
Oh, right. Yeah, totally. Yeah, get rid of that long shit.
There.
That's looking so good.
Okay, there's me.
Yep.
And here's you. All right, here's you.
All right.
All right.
Can't draw a giant penis. We will get banned.
God. What I want to draw is a turd, but I'm not skilled enough to draw it.
Oh, my God.
Here's Colby. All right, here's Colby. Why is the pencil different now?
Because you weren't on the paintbrush.
There's a paintbrush, too?
Sure. There's not.
I don't know why it's different. I don't know what I did wrong, man. Okay. And here's Colby. All right. Okay. Your ears aren't that big. Perfect. Okay.
Show with Mop Head and Dumbo, man. Mop Head and Dumbo.
It's hard to do this with a... No, I'm cross-eyed. Okay. All right. And noses. Okay. The big goofy smile. Okay. And then boom. All right. Seth and Colby. Okay. Can we make this bigger, though? Because it's a little small right now. Perfect. Great. Okay. All right. Crap. Now it's too big. Let's scoot this up. And bam. Print it.
It's better than mine.
Chat. That is better than this.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yeah, it is.
Although, at the same time, this is also probably the best thing you'll ever create in your life.
No, it is
I
not.
I think it might be.
Shut up. Best is in the worst, I hope.
But see, that's the problem, okay? Like, Taylor's like, combine the two. I like the idea of badge, something simple, but you. Like, the two guys that circle that set the Colby. So just do that, man. That's the problem. Is that like... What do you mean?
Stupid.
We're not Picasso, man.
Yeah,
like,
we are.
Why do... Then hurry it up with your
did
art.
Did you not see this? That's Picasso, man. What if I did a Picasso of both of us?
Fine. At this point, I'll take my butt, just poop it out, turn.
No, you wouldn't, because I gave you one that was perfectly fine, and you're like, ah, that's bland.
Dildo Schwaggins.
So bland.
69, how you doing, man? Dude, I just want something, man.
Just, you're a vagina.
I want something.
You're a vagina.
Like, unoriginal? So what are your goals for the logo?
I don't know, to have some, like, creative, like, genius come about. Like, I need a epiphany of some sort.
Okay.
Turn that fan this way, homie.
It's like all the way that way.
No, it is not. What are you talking about?
That's all you get.
God. The worst.
Dude, it's barely on me now.
I'm going to get another fan.
that would be great.
Because you have no more plugins.
Yeah, well, if you get a power strip and a fan, bring it over here. I'll plug it in, man.
Jesus Christ.
We can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 power strips plugged into that outlet. It'll be fine. Man.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
You have 4 down there?
Yeah, I think there's 4.
Alright, that's unsafe, homie.
Yeah, there's... Well, and there's another one in there.
That's unsafe.
No, they're all surge protectors. It's fine.
Sure.
It's fine. So, should I just, like... Okay, be honest with you. How often do you just open up a new canvas and you try working on it, but you don't get any inspiration, so you stop?
It's happened like 5 times.
That's not enough.
No.
It's not enough.
This looks like the beginning of a porno.
How so?
Yeah, please explain.
Yeah,
I like details.
I don't think anyone's going to agree with you.
And there's microphones involved. You don't see microphones involved.
Never.
They're typically
unless it's
hidden.
Behind the scenes.
Unless it's a radio show where they both bang.
I don't think those exist. I don't think there's a lot of pornos during radio.
Rule 34, man. Rule fucking 34. There's that porn.
Well, there's a... All right, I mean, yeah, you got me, though.
I got you.
You got me. Just yeah. Don't imagine it's very prevalent.
Oh, no. It's definitely a small category.
Radio studios. Why talk about girls? We could talk about games. All we've talked about is the Bible.
That's true. We haven't talked at all about any
I have every single video game trailer that you didn't see that I thought you might be interested in up here.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if you ever wanted to watch them and give your opinions.
No.
That's what I thought. So, there you go.
I give no shits.
That's why.
I saw Spider-Man on there.
Yeah? Oh, do you care about Spider-Man?
That's about it.
Do you want to watch it?
Is it the boss fight at the prison? Because if so, I've already watched it.
Okay. What'd you think?
It looked pretty fucking badass.
Okay, man. That's good.
That's the one game I want to actually play.
What about the new game from the people who made Bloodborne?
Don't give a shit. That one was the samurai people.
Yeah.
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 I saw that one. And
oh, that was on Xbox?
Yeah.
Did you see that Cyberpunk literally started the second you left?
No.
Okay.
I heard.
That's how it went, man. Steal my Yoshi poster? No, man, I need that. I need that. It's mine. It's beautiful. It brings art to my life.
Cyberpunk looks cool. I just don't know what you're going to do in it.
It's a first-person RPG.
What does that mean? Like you have a rocket launcher?
Okay, what is happening in that chat?
Pussy Dominator 69, welcome. Great name. Fantastic name. Ah, pussy.
Dude, I don't know.
How you doing?
I'm disappointed we never got a description of how this is a porno.
My friend is going to come in a bit.
Well, it's his friend, yeah.
Okay.
You want me to swing the hammer, man? You want me to swing the hammer? Chat wants me to swing the hammer.
The good stuff?
What?
And fix the things. Fix the things, man.
You want me to swing the hammer?
I mean, until they're like, okay. Hey,
all right.
Black people are bad, then no.
Okay, well, I'll just say the hammer is ready. I like the hammer. That's an inside joke, so I'm playing this new game right now called Prey.
Yes, it looked dumb as fuck.
Oh my god. That game, 80% of the time,
You can bring the hammer.
All right, man, bring in the hammer.
Yeah. Swing
hammer. You know what, we're gonna have to ban his friend just because, you know,
he hadn't done anything. Don't lump him in. We're not fucking Hitler here.
He's banned.
You did it.
He's gonna he's his friend. He's gonna do something more egregious.
You didn't know.
I do know.
You don't know.
This is my first time
on Twitch.
I'm friends
with Pinella.
Yeah, do you notice how he's not in our chat either? He's banned.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he'll say things that I'm not gonna say.
If you're like eight Millers deep, you'll say those things.
No.
Yes, you have said damn near in your life. I know it.
I have 1000% not, except only to mock when he said it.
I think you've said it.
No.
There's no way to prove whether or not you're correct or wrong.
You should trust me as a friend, knowing that I'm never gonna say damn near meaningfully.
Meaningful. Well, all right. Hey, man, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Prey.
Yeah, that
80% of the time, man. Thing. 80% of the time.
Mm.
It's a good game that I enjoy.
Okay.
20% of the time. It sends me into a rage that I have not experienced since the I'm not hot incident. Because it is, the mechanics are so bad during these 20% that I want to die. So I'm drinking, that's why. Yesterday I started the stream with those. Today I ended the stream with it, so hence the four beers.
Gotcha.
I need to pick it up, by the way. Do you want to tell the damn near story? Is that your?
I forget how it happened.
Is that your I'm not hot of your life?
I mean, that
the
was
damn
one
near?
Of them. Yeah. I've had multiple with that son of a bitch.
Yeah, but that you're still with him. I remember you being in the car, in the back seat with him, and screaming, "Where's a rock? I'm going to bash your head in." And you were not joking.
No.
You were literally looking for a rock. Seth, what's the I'm not hot? Honestly, I can't talk about it tonight. I won't be able to handle it.
I can talk about it.
If you want to tell the story, but you have to prevent me from interjecting. Because my blood pressure can't take it today, all right?
Oh, no, I really want to just tell it poorly, so you have to.
No, I'm going to sit back and just let it happen. But if you want the real story someday, come ask me on a day where I, like, won 10 games on Overwatch, and I'll be fine, okay? Just go ahead.
I don't know where to begin.
Well, start with the lights, probably.
All right.
I've already interjected.
So we were working at a point, me and Seth working, and then Matthew, yep, that one, he showed up in full army getup. His, what do you call him? You can interject
fatigues.
Here. Yeah, those. Like, full, just pretty thick material, all right? So he sits down on a futon, he's being
so
really
mad.
Fucking annoying, and then Seth is like,
He's in a metal chair, a metal folding chair.
Shut up! Stop interjecting, man! Let me tell my really poor version of the story.
God, he's trolling me!
I am, I definitely am. God. Okay, so we had a video set in the basement that had, we made a mistake of buying road lights for construction.
Big mistake.
Yeah. They are hot as fuck.
They're hot.
And so, like, Matthew's being dumb or something like that. Seth is like, all right, fine. It gets up, turns on the light, and just lets it just point right at Matthew. And so we leave him sitting there for, like, I don't know, an hour?
I can't interject.
About an hour, probably. Maybe longer. I don't know. So the man is definitely fucking hot. And then,
because we're hot.
Yeah.
It's not pointing at us.
On like a 10-15 minute basis, we turn over to him. Hey, Matthew, you getting hot yet? Nah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm not hot. I'm fine. You sure? Yeah, I'm fine. And so, like, at the hour mark, or hour 30 or 2, I don't even know. I don't know where the blow-up event happened. I don't. You just, like, a switch was flipped in your head. And you were like, oh, really? You're not hot? You're not fucking hot, Matthew? How about now? Seth grabs the fucking light, holds it like bulb two pants.
I think, hold on.
His leg.
I think the escalation occurred because we kept moving it closer and closer to him throughout the night.
And it was like in his face.
Yes.
They're bright ass lights, too.
They're hot lights.
Super hot fucking lights.
Yeah.
So the man is clearly hot. Seth grabs the light, holds the bulb like an inch away from his leg. He's like, are you hot now, man? Are you hot now? He's like, no. No, I'm not hot, man. I'm not hot at all. Man, I'm not hot. Seth, wait. Whoa, Seth. I'm on fire. Stop it. His pants literally start. Oh, my God. Start smoking. They are being burned to a crisp. And then it's still smoking. Well, are you hot, Matthew? No, I'm not hot. He would not admit that he was hot.
I had to take the lamp off him because he was literally... I was worried he was going to catch fire and burn down Colby's parents' house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the not hot story.
It's the angriest I've ever been in my life.
There was one other time this day
could take me to 0 to 100.
There's one other time I've seen you that angry.
Oh, is this the Prius?
It's the Prius story, yeah.
This baby, man. This story, actually, he tells better because I blacked out from rage. I don't really remember.
So ridiculous. You were in the middle of a sentence just talking normally to the group. I'm in the front seat. You're driving. There's ladies in the back. And then you're just talking. There's a Prius in the left lane going slow as shit.
We're passing a truck.
Yeah.
I remember we're passing like a semi.
Okay. And so then the Prius realizes that Seth is on their ass. And so they begin to merge over into the right lane. But the merging takes a good... It was realistically, it was like 30 seconds. But it felt like an hour. And so just the mid-sentence just stops. And it's just like, are you gonna move out of the way, you crazy fucking bitch? Oh, it was the most cussing I think I've ever heard you do. And like it... You being mad about it definitely lasted longer than the entire event. But it was the best thing. I couldn't stop laughing. I hurt my face.
I to this day, I hate Priuses.
Yeah.
I hate stupid potato wedge cards.
That was super fun.
God, I hate them so much, dude.
Yeah. Yep, those were your two ragiest moments. And then I remember one of the times of your most feared moments.
Is this the Jeep story?
Yeah, it's the Jeep story.
Okay, I'm going to tell the Jeep story.
Go for it.
Okay. How old were we?
Oh, I was 16, 17.
Taylor probably has heard this story, because I think we told it on the show.
I think we did.
Originally.
Possibly.
So Colby is like 16, 17 years
I'm
old.
A big old douche. Love the word cock. Love it.
He just...
Suck my cock. Like a lot. All the time.
He had just gotten a new pair of sunglasses. All right? And they're like a big aviators. All right, yep. Big aviators. And it's true, it would be 10 years ago if it was on the show. Maybe we didn't talk about it on the show then.
No, it could have been a year after. It would probably be a year after. I don't think it was 15.
Well, she just said we talked about it on the show.
Maybe.
So you had to be 15 or 16 years.
Yeah, no,
15.
Definitely. We did it 2008. So, yeah.
Yeah, you would have been 15. You would have
Wow.
been 15.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, it does. I stick it up there a lot.
I mean, I was going to give him another chance, man.
No, that's terrible.
I just can't. Okay. I'm sorry. That one might come at you. I apologize. So here's the deal. We're driving around in my green 1995 Honda Civic. Okay? Colby has got these big old aviator glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he is just feeling the douche. All right,
feeling
and we're just
the douche.
We're just driving down a main street, like next to
windows
like Shopee.
Down.
Like there's a Walmart, there's a Target, there's an Academy Sports. It's like a huge shopping road. Okay,
we're going to the Target.
I think we are going to the Target.
Yeah,
Colby is just middle fingering people out the window
because I thought it was funny.
He just is like, ha ha, middle fingering you, and he was like, he would just stare him down with his glasses. Like, he'd just stare him down with his glasses on, just mad-dogging him, and then he would flip him off, and that was the idea. One guy in a Jeep, okay? Big old, probably a big old douche, okay? He gets mad that Colby flips him off. I don't remember how we knew he was mad.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Okay.
We were at the stoplight about to turn into Target. He was right next to us. I've been staring him down this entire light, not flipping him off yet. Then the light turns green.
Okay.
We're about to turn. He starts going straight, and I'm like, bam.
Okay, so that's when you flip. That's when the hair trigger in his mind explodes.
Yep.
And what he does is we're turning in. Okay? He full-on stops, turns in front of us. Okay? Like, cuts us off.
Cuts us off,
so
man.
So I swerve back into the street
mm-hmm.
and leave Target. So he's now turning into Target, and we're going away from Target.
Yeah.
We see him on our right, 90 miles an hour, driving through the Target parking lot to get to the other exit so he can catch up to us
mm-hmm.
by the time we get to the end. Like, he's coming to kill us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, murder us. And at this point, I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to die.
We're going to die.
We're going to die, Colby. And so I get to the next road, take a right so I don't have to stop at the thing. I'm looking kind of over my shoulder, back behind to see him, and I just see him driving down that street, 90 miles an hour, like, mm-hmm. floored, as fast as he could go. And I'm just like, we're gonna die! And so I drive it, I slam on the accelerator,
yeah.
and go as fast as I can down the next road. I whip into a neighborhood.
No, he catches up to us.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
He caught up to us, got in front of us, and then just slowed down.
Yeah, he brake checks us,
mm-hmm.
and so then we kind of stop.
Instead of stopping, you're like, oh, there's a turn, and then
well,
turn.
We both, no, because I remember him getting out of his car. He got out of his car.
Did he?
Yes, because we stopped, and he was in front of us, and we stopped behind him.
Uh-huh.
And then he got out of his car to come yell at us, and then I pulled out.
Mm.
In my little VTEC. And I pulled out, man. And then we went up like three or four streets, and then we hung a right into a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then I just took the most erratic, total RNG through the neighborhood. We found a neighborhood that had people outside. So if we got murdered, at least there'd be witnesses. And then we just parked and looked like we had been on this street for forever. And we waited there probably 20 minutes.
Yeah, a good while.
Easily 20 minutes. And then we went back to his house, and he never wore those sunglasses again. They were too powerful.
Never flipped anyone else off, man. Never did. Not in a car.
That is like, that's probably the only time in my life I thought I was actually going to die.
That was fucking very, very...
Like, I still to this day don't know what that guy would have done to us.
Oh, no. I have no idea. Probably like, had a knife or a gun.
Like, we could have died.
Yeah.
You know? And you were 15.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being so tough in your lifted Jeep that you're going to stab a 15-year-old, man.
Yeah.
I just don't even know what you could do at that point. But, whew.
I was so tiny, too, and there was nothing I was going to do.
Yeah, 15-year-old Colby is like... He looks like a child.
Yeah.
Like a child.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous, man.
I still can't believe that happened. Yeah, but yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, that is the most scared we've ever been in our lives. And you've heard, apparently, like, I honestly don't remember the Prius story because I think I blacked out from rage from that one. That Prius dude just goes so slow. I hate Priuses. I just hate them. I hate people that drive them. I hate the car themselves. Just I hate it, dude. But Matthew not being hot, if I tell that story, to this day, the rage that I felt during that moment will come back up. That's why I can't tell that story. Also, anytime I think about becoming friends with Matthew again, I think about the time he said he wasn't hot, and I realize I'm better off.
Yeah.
Because I remember one time I was because he moved up to Manhattan when I lived there for a bit. And I remember telling him, like, I really am mad that you wouldn't admit you were hot that one time. And he just kind of laughed it off like it wasn't a big deal, and that made me mad, too. Because it's such a big deal to me, man, because he was clearly hot! He was smoking! I hate that man!
Oh, man.
Oh, I hate him. But yeah, those are about the only time. See, I'm no, and to keep it 100 says, I'm honestly not sure what makes me mad. There isn't a lot, really, that makes me mad. Like, I'm kind of like the Hulk. Since I'm kind of always mad about everything,
yeah.
There's nothing really, it's like, I think that's like a venting system. Like, every 3 or 4 years, all of the horrible rage that's in my life that has been pushed deep down inside
unleashed.
Me, it just, something lands on it, and the kettle's got to vent. And then whoever is sitting across from me at that moment in time gets cooked. And that's just what happens.
I mean, also stupidity. And Matthew.
Well, yeah, but honestly, I can handle a lot of that. I don't really get, like, I don't get, you're hot mad. From stupidity.
No.
Because that would be insane. I'm dealing with stupid people all the time, like Dildo Swaggin 69. It's like, you can't get mad about those people. They're just going through their life thinking that they're great, and they aren't.
They're 15-year-old Colby with some glasses.
Right.
Man.
And instead of getting out of my Jeep and stabbing people, I just gotta let it go, man. That's just how it goes.
It's alive. Yeah, I don't know what made that man so hot. Maybe that was like the
maybe
fifth
he was
time
behind a Prius.
Day.
Yeah, the fifth time he'd be flipped off that day.
He's like, I'm not having it again. I'm not having it again.
Oh yeah, man. Since we're at the end of the show, because I always want to, I always worry about the front of the show in case my son watches it. You know. Did you notice I accidentally sent you some porn the other day?
Yeah. I looked at that.
No comments about it.
No.
Here's the worst part about it. Okay, so Colby and I are on Reddit. Occasionally I'll send him like a story for the show or, you know, just something, a funny dog gif or whatever, you know. I accidentally sent him some porn. So, I didn't mean to. And here's the worst part, it wasn't even porn I liked. Like, I don't know your opinion of it.
It was just a lot of asses.
It was, but here's the thing, okay? I'm only talking about this because I'm 4 beers deep, all right, chat? I have a separate Reddit form of porn. Mm-hmm. Because if you use your Reddit for porn, you're a noob. All right, because you just never know.
Yeah,
you got to keep that stuff separate. So I send occasionally, like if I'm on my main account and I see something I like and I need to bank it for later, I send it to my porn account via chat. Okay, well that porn I sent you was on a subreddit that I really liked that I wasn't subscribed to on my porn account.
Uh-huh.
So I just scrolled down and found the first one I found and then sent that to the chat so I could later sub to it. But I accidentally clicked you because I had recently sent you something.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you got it. And then he never replied to it, and that's the most awkward thing of all.
I didn't see it until today.
Okay.
Because it only notifies me if I open the Reddit app on my phone, right. And it's like, you got some stuff.
Right.
I don't view it on my phone.
Right.
It's always on my computer.
Right.
But still, didn't show me there.
You didn't say anything back to it.
No, I just assumed, like, why embarrass you more if you were embarrassed about
it? I mean, I wasn't embarrassed.
Right.
What's embarrassing about it? Like, I would not feel embarrassed if I thought, like, first of all, I don't know what kind of porn you like. I assume it's the most vanilla stuff on the planet.
Yeah.
I like depraved stuff. So, I'm past the point of no return when it comes to porn.
Okay.
So, like, I assume you like missionary position, people dressed like priests and nuns. I don't really know. Based on
you
your upbringing,
right,
I feel like
sucker.
That's what you like, all right?
Oh, yeah.
So I wouldn't even begin to share you porn, but if I decided to, I would feel comfortable being like, hey, check this out. Because we're good enough friends, I don't feel like it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay? Just out of the blue, though, like, what was embarrassing is that I sent you something I didn't like, and then I have to tell you I don't like it, and I know that 10% of you is like, he likes it. And I don't. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, it's not my style.
Right, no.
And that was the worst part of it.
I got you.
But I'm a little upset you never said anything back to me. Like,
I just saw it today.
Like, just an LOL.
I was mad at you because you were just like, just fucking stylize it, man.
Well, you should just stylize.
Shut up. I don't know what that even means.
It means make an emote of your head in the style of my head, and then put them next together, and then put it on Seth and Colby.
Stupid. Just dumb.
That's what it means.
That's just dumb.
I have one other thing.
Yeah?
How's your projector?
I haven't set it up yet.
Oh, my God, dude. Why?
It does.
You have had nothing to do.
You know how fast my 4 hours of free time at night go?
Yeah, it goes by in 4 hours.
Goes by. Whew!
Ow. Pew! If you're doing nothing.
Pew!
If you're doing nothing.
Hey, man, I watch stuff.
What do you... Not on your... Wouldn't you want it to be on your projector, man?
Yes, but I need to move my bed.
Do you need me to come help you move it or something?
I think me and my mother are going to try and do it Saturday. It's not a lot. I just need a second person because I can't do it by myself. It's going to break if I try it by myself. Well, I could. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go home and do it.
No, don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Not tonight. You're going to be 8 millers deep.
I'm not going to do it.
You're going to be in that Call of Duty rage.
Oh, yeah, man.
And you're not. It's not going to be good.
You ready for some zombies, man?
Dude, I'm ready.
Oh, you know what I've actually been watching by myself alone?
What?
Which is terribly nerdy.
What?
Well, not nerdy, since we're on Twitch where this happens constantly.
Yes.
But playthroughs of, like, old zombie maps that me and David used to just hours and hours into that shit.
It's what you like, man. There's no judgment.
Oh, dude. Right? There's a backstory. The lore is great. I like seeing it. There's, like, an Easter egg hunt.
This
you gotta
thing, like,
do
I booted it up
specific.
To make sure it worked. And, like, there's a campaign for zombies.
What?
I don't know what that means.
I think, no, yeah, that's right. I watched a playthrough of it today to see. I got like 10 minutes in, but I know how to turn the power on.
Good
got
job,
that.
Dude.
Got
is this the one down. Where you can like shoot the moon and it does things? Okay, you don't know.
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know.
All of them have like weird little Easter eggs that you gotta do the crazy, like I don't know how they figure it out. Because I don't think Treyarch...
Hours and hours of...
Yeah, I don't think Treyarch ever is just like, here's how to do the Easter egg.
No. People just figure it out.
Right.
On accident.
And they're the dumbest steps ever. And I'm like, how would you think to do that?
A lot of people playing a lot of games, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking nuts.
They do that for Destiny all the time, too. It's like, if you read this symbol, and then you go and plug it into this symbol, and then you dance 6 times and run to this hidden alcove, and then shoot your gun into the top left corner, this thrall will jump out. Do you think it means anything? It's like, why do you know this, you know?
Yeah, man.
It's just unbelievable.
I don't get it.
But yeah, guys, we are going to, we're going to do Colby Plays Games. He rented. It's his week to choose. Okay, next week we're back to the voting. Okay? Yeah. But this week he chose Call of Duty World War II. He's going to shoot some zombies, man.
I'm going to zombie it up.
Last night when he dropped it off at my house, I go, really? And he goes, got to shoot some zombies, man! And then he just left. So I
dropped in like a zombie.
Actually, you were pretty awake last night. You said, I'm going to go get some food. And then you ran down the stairs.
Yeah.
So what did you go get? Wendy's?
Spangles.
Spangles.
Yeah.
It's right there.
It was real gross.
It's right there, man. It was real gross.
It was real gross.
Sorry, man. But so all of you watching on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're gonna switch. We're going to take a 5-minute break.
Yeah, Dildo Swaggins, come back, man. Keep watching. We'll
he
be
can
here.
Watch all he wants.
We'll be here.
We're going to take a 5-minute break and come back with Colby playing Call of Duty. For those of you who are on iTunes... Or watch the YouTube video on demand.
The YouTube.
You can watch it on the YouTube. It's right after this video. And those of you who are on iTunes, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Who are you people?
You need to see this photo. Like, if you on iTunes, if you can't see this,
you're missing out.
You're missing out.
On nightmares.
Or greatness.
Like, I mean, your right eye looks fine, but your left eye looks like My Chemical Romance.
Dude, we could literally bring this to an art critic for analyzation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this probably says a lot about you.
Right.
More than it does about me.
Like, why did he make the nose so...
Right. Like, why did you feel...
black?
Why did you feel like putting a chicken beak on the left side of my nose?
Don't know. Like... What chicken beak? Right. Oh, I got you. That part. Yeah.
No. You know?
That's your laugh lines, man.
Okay, yep.
There was one on the other side, but it looked like snot, and so I took it away.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I also appreciate, again, you slimming down my neck for me.
I can't do that in the photo. Though,
you can do it. I know you can.
Can't do that.
I know you can. So anyway, guys, if you're watching on the YouTube, check out the video after this. If you're watching or you're listening on the iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, go to the YouTube and watch it. And if you're here live at twitch.tv/SethandColby, stick around. We're going to come back in a few minutes with Colby Plays Call of Duty World War II. He's going to have a great time. Won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So that's going to be up next. Thank you guys so much for watching. Follow the channel if you're not doing so. You can also sub to the channel. You can give us bits. You can do all the things. Follow us on the social media.
All the things and the stuff.
And all that stuff. So we appreciate you. Those of you who are on Twitch, go nowhere. The rest of you, we'll see you on Sunday. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.